Would the audience please arise? Scouts, salute! Those not in uniform, please place your right hand over your heart. Color Guard, forward march! Color Guard, halt! Ready, face! Forward march! Ready, face! Present arms. Would the audience please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome. Tonight we celebrate a 100-year partnership between the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Boy Scouts of America. I am David Beck, Young Men General President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We recognize in the audience leaders of the Church, including members of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as well as other general authorities and officers. We welcome special guests who are with us tonight. From the Boy Scouts of America, the National Key 3, members of the National Board, as well as devoted Scout leaders from throughout the nation. We would also like to recognize national and local civic and religious leaders who have come to celebrate with us tonight. And finally, we welcome Scouters and family members here and across the nation. With me is Rosemary Wixom, president of the Worldwide Primary Organization for Children, a sponsor of over 10,000 Cub Scout units.
Tonight's celebration is being broadcast live to locations across North America, where scouts, leaders, parents, and guests are gathered. In fact, wouldn't it be fun to get a sense of just how many people across the United States are joining together to celebrate with us? Let's see if we can do just that. Now, usually at the beginning of a meeting like this, everyone is asked to turn off your cell phones and put them away. However, you, wherever you are across the nation, if you have one with you, we invite you to get your cell phone out and turn it on. In a moment, we will give you a number to text. And as your texts come in, a tally of how many are watching will be gathered. Are your phones out and turned on? Because here we go. Text the message BSA to the number 537-898. Let me repeat that. Text the message BSA to the number 537-898. 898. Are you ready? Send.
This tally will soon be posted online at scouts100.lds.org. Keep in mind that many scouts across the nation will be coming together to watch rebroadcasts over the coming days, and all of their texts will be added to the tally as well. We invite you to check back and see just how many have joined in this celebration, the largest scout gathering ever to take place. We warmly welcome all to this exciting event.
What an amazing time to be a scout. And now we invite you to turn off your cell phones and put them away.
As with all events in this building, we'll open with a prayer. Reverend R. Chip Turner, Chairman of the BSA Religious Relationships Task Force and past president of the Association of Baptists for Scouting, will offer the invocation.
Would you pray with me? Almighty God, we give thanks for this very special occasion and for all of those who have made it possible both now and for the past 100 years. We ask that what we see and hear will remind us of the importance of doing our duty to God and of your faithfulness in helping us to accomplish it. We express our reverence for you as you join us in this place. Continually remind us, O Lord, of the words penned by a faithful follower 800 years ago who said, "Day by day, dear Lord, of thee three things I pray: to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day." We humbly ask these things in your holy, matchless name. Amen.